You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Well, here we are, June 3rd, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA, one word. And it'll take you immediately to our page, and you can push live and join us in studio. You miss any of our presentations, you can get the podcast at larryconnorsusa.com. I remind you, subscribe. It's free to either one. Subscribe for both for free, and then share them with your friends and family. I know many of you do, and I appreciate it. So last night, Joe Biden went forward and said, I'm looking for a way to save lives. What happened in Uvalde should never happen again. And obviously, I would agree that we do not want that to happen again. But what is Biden proposing? More gun control laws that they know will not change anything. And they're pretty much being ignored anyway. And those who are going to carry out a murder don't care what gun control law you had to begin with. But they're also, next week, members and survivors and families of those who lost loved ones in the Uvalde and Buffalo mass shootings at the grocery store are going to be testifying in front of a House Oversight Committee. This is going to be simply, I will stress to you now, my heart breaks for those people and what they've suffered, but the purpose of holding a House committee meeting on this is for the tears and the emotion to drain you, exhaust you, and it won't solve anything. Now, you want to solve something, look at how the Democrats are too soft on crime. You want an example? Let me give you this example. How about this one? A California teenager was convicted of, and it's all caught on video, intentionally crashing his car into a mother and her 8-month-old son. You know what he's going to get? He could have been facing heavy sentence, wouldn't you think? Well, in L.A. and in California, they're going to go soft on criminals. He is going to get just 5 months in a diversionary program. That's according to the woman who did survive, she and her baby, but she said, I thought those last few moments we were dead. The guy was accelerating, aiming right at us. He didn't have a gun, he had a car. But he was intent on causing harm and nearly did kill a woman and her baby. And he's going to get 5 months? In the meantime, U.S. Capitol Police announcing they arrested a man carrying a fake police badge, a BB gun, and high-capacity magazines near the Capitol. Happened early this morning, around 5 a.m. He had this badge that said Department of Interpol. Yep. Well, they said, that doesn't look right. They asked permission to search his vehicle. He said, sure, go ahead. They did find two ballistic vests and other ammunition, but the only gun he had was the BB gun. The FDA now saying that 1.3 million cans of Gerber Good Start Gentle Infant Formula will be coming into the U.S. from Mexico. 33 million full-size 8-ounce bottles should be available starting in July. Can your baby wait to eat until July? Meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to say, well, we're doing everything we can. We didn't see it coming. I didn't know. We're going to get into that in more detail in the next hour. That and the gas prices, because Joe Biden is about ready to go around the world hat in hand asking other countries, Can you spare some oil? Can you give us a little bit? Because we don't have enough in our country. We would have. We are now producing 1.5. I know, I forget the numbers. I'll get into them later. But I'm telling you, you know our production is down because of what Biden has done, trying to get away from fossil fuels. And one other note here that for those who've been living through the midst of it, they've marked each and every day. But for many, of course, we've gone about our lives. Today marks 100 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. 100 days.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Uvalde, Texas. In front of Robb Elementary School, we stood before 21 crosses for 19 third and fourth graders and two teachers. On each cross, a name. And nearby, a photo of each victim that Jill and I reached out to touch. Innocent victims murdered in the classroom that had been turned into a killing field. They had one message for all of us. Do something. Just do something. For God's sake, do something.
That was President Biden last night in his address to the nation about we need to do something following this last school shooting, the one at Uvalde. Your heart has to break. I don't care if you're a MAGA Trumper, or you're even a squad member of the AOC's group, your heart has to break about the kids' lives cut short like that and the siblings they have at home that are having to deal with it and the children who were in the classroom that witnessed it or were in the school itself when it went down and probably still have and will have nightmares and terror forever, as will their parents. But lest you forget, every day in this nation, in many cities, and sometimes in rural areas, somebody is shot and killed with a gun. It is against the law to use a gun in that fashion unless you're defending yourself. The school shootings gather a collection of broken hearts and sorrow so the Democrats can, you're not going to like the word, but it fits, weaponize the deaths of these children. To the extent that next week, as I'd mentioned in news and commentary, they are going to hold hearings. House Oversight Committee inviting survivors and families of the victims of Uvalde and the Buffalo store shooting one of them to speak is a fourth grader at Robb Elementary, the one who supposedly smeared or said she smeared blood on herself and acted like she was dead. Will that change anything other than break hearts again? And you'll be glued to listening to it. I will be too, as these children, and they're there with their parents' permission, obviously. And of course, many times reporters are chastised for asking children to explain what they went through. Even if the parent gives her permission, others say that still was wrong. Now, I will let you decide if you think it's right to use these children in that fashion, because it's not going to accomplish any new legislation. It's simply meant to pull your heartstrings. I don't need them pulled. My heart's already broken over this. But simply imposing all these gun laws and new gun laws and things that are not needed and not following what we have, that's where you start. Plus the Democrat Party getting off this soft on crime attitude. They only speak out when it's a police officer killing someone, especially if it's a black life lost. They only speak out if it's a mass shooting and they can point to the guns. All the rest of these children in their homes and their neighborhoods, they get caught in crossfire between teen gangbangers or sitting on their grandmother's lap while she's reading a story and get hit by a stray bullet. Joe Biden said, I know what we need to do. Listen.
According to new data just released by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America. The number one killer. More than car accidents, more than cancer. Over the last two decades, more school-age children have died from guns than on-duty police officers and active-duty military combined. Think about that. More kids than on-duty cops killed by guns. More kids than soldiers killed by guns. For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough, enough?
Well, the numbers he cites, I assume, are accurate, because he made some other statements, which we're going to hear in a moment, that there's question about the accuracy. But in the midst of all of this, while he's up there ranting and raving about this, I want to take you back and tell you what happened on July 9, 1985. July 9, 1985, Joe Biden was a U.S. senator from Delaware, Democrat, obviously. He sided with the NRA. He sided with the NRA, and he voted for FOPA, the Basic Firearm Owners Protection Act. NBC described it as it would allow dealers to sell rifles, shotguns, ammunition through the mail and eventually the Internet. You can't do it through the Internet, but that's what they were claiming. And it passed on the Senate floor, a Republican majority in support, but is a lopsided vote, 79-15, and Joe Biden being one of them that voted for it. Not only did he vote for it, he argued for it. He said, during my 12 and a half years as a member of this Senate, I have never believed. This is Joe Biden speaking, 1985. I have never believed that additional gun control or federal registration of guns would reduce crime. I'm convinced that a criminal who wants a firearm can get one through illegal, non-traceable, unregistered sources with or without gun control. That's Joe Biden in 1985. So again, here he is with what we need to do this time.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21. Strengthen background checks. Enact safe storage law and red flag laws. Repeal the immunity that protects gun manufacturers from liability. Address the mental health crisis, deepening the trauma of gun violence and as a consequence of that violence. These are rational, common-sense measures.
Common-sense measures. Let's break down some of that. Red flag proposal. This means that if I know you have guns in your house and I don't like you because I think you're just, I just don't like the looks of you. So I call police and say, I think the guy next door is going crazy and he has guns in his house. You should come take those guns away from him. That's what they would do. So Joe Biden says, we want more of those. Well, apparently he does not know. Oh, I should correct that. He knows. He just is trying to pass this by without you knowing it. Let me raise a red flag on Joe Biden, along with the help of Senator John Massey, Republican of Kentucky, about red flags.
There's already laws in all 50 states that would let you adjudicate this and take away somebody's guns. But those laws involve a mental health expert. They involve a lawyer for the person who's being accused. Red flag laws turn that all around, and they end up with these, you know, early morning raids on people that are just going to be irritated and frustrated, and there's no help for them after they're harassed.
And you don't get your weapons back until you go to court, find an attorney, hire them, and defend yourself. And so I'm perfectly sane. Red flag laws would take away your, it's going to automatically assume you must be crazy. Now, are there some people that should not have weapons? Absolutely. Are there some police officers who shouldn't have one? Yes, I will agree with that. Should we have, as the gun owners of America supposedly suggest, no gun laws whatsoever? Of course not. We need to have some kind of control and restrictions. Common sense, that's the key. So the other thing Joe Biden is suggesting is that let's go out to the gun makers. Sue them.
The gun manufacturers can be sued if their product is defective.
Product liability,
right,
actually.
For product liability, for defective, just like for a car. But if somebody misuses a car, then the car manufacturer is not, you know,
oh, they want to shut down the gun companies like they hurt tobacco, right? So it's the same analogy that they use.
Yeah, and that's actually, they know that was the quickest way to put gun manufacturers out of business, is to open them up to frivolous lawsuits.
Again, that's Senator John Massey, Republican, Kentucky, on the Laura Ingraham Show. Sue gun makers. Now, I just told you in news and commentary in California, where a teenager driving a car intentionally aims and drives over a woman and her 8-month-old child, could have killed them. Thank God they weren't killed. You know what he's getting for his punishment? 5 months of probation oversight or something of that nature. There's the issue. You soft on crime, you're going to have more of it happen. And suing gun makers? Are anybody going to sue the maker of the car that this kid was driving? Would that seem right? Of course not. And then the big granddaddy of them all, once again, President Biden.
We should reinstate the assault weapons ban on high-capacity magazines that we passed in 1994 with bipartisan support in Congress and the support of law enforcement. 9 categories of semi-automatic weapons were included in that ban, like AK-47s and AR-15s. And in the 10 years it was law, mass shootings went down. But after Republicans let the law expire in 2004, and those weapons were allowed to be sold again, mass shootings tripled. Those are the facts.
Well, do not accept those as the facts just yet. Let me give you a quick background of what he's referring to. The U.S. assault weapons ban of 1994 did expire in 2004. It had a sunset provision, already scheduled to expire. Bill Clinton signed the bill into law originally. 10-year ban passed by Congress August 25, 1994, signed by Bill Clinton September 13, 94. And then it had the sunset provision. And you get distinct and very different analysis of what effect it had. Now, you just heard Joe Biden said, you know, it really did a good job. Well, a Justice Department study of the assault weapons ban found that it was responsible for a 6.7 decrease in total gun murders, all other factors being equal. 6.7% decrease on the so-called assault weapons ban. Still not good to have people shot and killed, period, by whatever weapon. The handgun still remains the most often used, 85%+. And when it comes to the value of assault weapons ban, here's Senator Ted Cruz.
In the Department of Justice, for 10 years, we had in place a ban on so-called assault weapons. And according to the Department of Justice, it did not have a meaningful effect on violent crime. The Democrats know this. Once again, he chose to double down on hard left divisive politics. You know, when it comes to violent crime, listen, I was at Uvalde last week, the day after the shooting. I was there with the local officials and with law enforcement and with family members. What happened in Texas is horrific. And anyone with any heartbeat is horrified that 19 little boys and girls were murdered, that two teachers were murdered. And what does Joe Biden and the Democrats do? They don't come back and say, let's unite behind law enforcement to stop criminals, to keep our kids safe. No, they immediately demagogue and say the solution is to take away your weapons. The solution is to disarm law-abiding citizens.
Yep, that's exactly what they do. And if he really wants to strengthen background checks, as Biden said, he needs to look into his own family. When we come back, Congressman McCarthy about someone who broke the law and still got a gun. Stand by. It's coming up.
With a weekly load, you can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Democrats want to disarm law-abiding Americans. Republicans want to disarm violent criminals. Why don't we put these criminals away? Why don't we stand up to them? You know what? If you enforce the laws, you know who would first get in trouble? His son, Hunter Biden, who lied on his form. I mean, let's start enforcing these laws to protect us, and let's be tough on crime instead of just doing what the Democrats continue to do, city after city.
City after city, going soft on crime. We're going to get into that in more detail. Those are the words and remarks, by the way, of House Minority Leader Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, on the Mark Levin Show. And as he pointed out, and it's extremely factual, if you're going to get tough on crime and gun buyers and so forth, how about Hunter Biden? Background checks are useless if you're going to lie on them, and then nobody's going to penalize you and you're going to be allowed to buy the gun. Now, you might get away with it if you lie and you buy the gun, but then when we know you lied, then you should be prosecuting. Here's what we're talking about. Hunter Biden lied on Form 4473 to purchase a firearm, and that is a felony offense. It can carry up to 10 years in prison, a $250,000 fine. So here we have Joe Biden lecturing you on that we need good and better laws and tighten the loopholes, and his own son lied on a federal gun register list to buy his weapon. And they haven't done a damn thing to him. They've got the evidence just right there. It points out again, their idea, as Senator Cruz said a moment ago, is they're not really that concerned about crime. They're just concerned about guns and your gun in particular, you, the law-abiding citizens. And I quoted you, Joe Biden, back in 1985 as a senator at that time, said, I'm convinced criminals will get their guns anyway, and that more laws are not going to stop criminals from getting guns. Hunter Biden, in this firearms transaction record form, 4473, you're asked at one point, Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any other depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? And he answered no. Now, we don't know for sure he was an active user at that moment, but he had repeated rehab visits in 2003, 2010, and 2014 for treatment for highly addictive substances. In 2014, discharged from the Navy for cocaine use. Went on another cocaine binge in 2016. And then he goes and buys this gun and lies on the federal form, and nobody's doing anything about it. And being soft on crime, McCarthy said, there is a real issue for the nation.
Remember the New York City subway shooter? He was able to buy a gun because their soft on crime policies meant he was never convicted of a felony. I mean, these guys are rushing legislation that would not have stopped any of these shootings, and they, with a disregard to the Second Amendment. It's all about control. I thought I was watching Beto O'Rourke up there. He embraced that. Hell yes, we're going to come get your guns. He thinks he's Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau in Canada, saying we're going to pass a law that you cannot, it's illegal to transport, trade, give, buy, sell a pistol anywhere in Canada. And then they're soft in other ways. They're having police back off, don't do things. Police officer sees a tag expired. Normally they're going to stop you. In Philadelphia, they became the first major city in the U.S. banning police officers from pulling drivers over for that. And in Seattle, they're so depleted on their police numbers, if an adult calls and said, I've been sexually assaulted, we'll get back to you. They don't have enough police officers to go investigate and check it out. If a minor's involved, they might get around to you. And I'm not knocking the police. It's just that they're understaffed. Who wants to be a police officer nowadays if you're going to be treated like and demonized as the Democrats are doing? Coming up, it's the economy, stupid. Even James Carville admits that could sink Joe Biden, and he's getting ready to go looking for oil from somewhere else. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Non-Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
You can run on.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President Biden looks like he's going to go hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, asking for them to produce even more energy on our behalf. Look, he has made a mess. The president has made a mess of foreign policy, energy policy. People have seen this all across the world, actually. And if he were going to go to Saudi Arabia, as it sounds like he wants to do, he should go in a position of strength. And the way you go in a position of strength is you say, we're going to do the oil and gas leases, we're going to give the permits to drill, and we're going to allow the infrastructure to get built so that we are, once again, as we were in this country when you left the White House, energy dominant. But that's not what this guy's going to do, because he is so beholden to the radical, extreme climate elitists who are all around that White House and are staffing that White House. Look, the president's press secretary yesterday said the president is, there's a lot of crises around him. Well, Larry, these are ones the president has brought upon himself.
Yes, yes, and yes again. Those are the words of Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, appearing with Larry Kudlow on Fox Business. So when he referred to Larry, he was not talking to Larry Connors, he's talking to Larry Kudlow. But every crisis the White House has is what Biden and his staff have brought upon themselves. And he's right. Biden is basically thinking about going to Saudi Arabia later this month. Now, he earlier today was delivering remarks on the strong jobs report from May, and he was asked about the upcoming trip, and he declined to confirm it at that time. Suddenly, they began to back off. I wonder why. Well, I'll tell you why in a moment. He said, I have no direct plans at the moment, but I've been engaged in trying to work with how we can bring more stability and peace in the Middle East. And that would not be dealing with Iran, I will tell you that, but he's still doing that. And there's a possibility I'll be going to meet with both the Israelis and the Arabs, which Trump had done, and through his son-in-law came up with a great accord, which historical, actually, but of course is demonized by the left. And he said, in some Arab countries I'd probably go to, including, I expect, would be Saudi Arabia, if I did go. And he would be going, as Senator Barrasso said, hat in hand. Brother, can you spare some oil?
Well, the president has said early on he wants to actually get rid of eliminating all fossil fuels in this country. That's been the position of this administration. And now, Larry, it seems they want to spend the next month traveling the country. He and his members of the cabinet saying, hey, things are actually a lot better than you think they are. Well, people have paid the price all Memorial Day weekend. We're at all-time high prices. And the question is, who are they going to believe? Joe Biden talking at them or their own two eyes and their empty wallets? Yeah. Three-quarters of the American people believe the country is heading in the wrong direction.
And James Carville, Democrat strategist who helped get Bill Clinton in the White House, has said the issue that's really going to be on the minds of voters, there will be some abortion issues, obviously. There will be gun control. But he said the main driving issue will probably be the economy. It's the economy, stupid. I mean, you have a job? Great. Can you buy as much as you used to with that same dollar that you make? Nope. Do you think it's going to get better immediately? Nope. Do you think we're going to get oil and gas out of our own nation that we have abundance of and once again be energy independent? Not under this administration. They're willing to rob our strategic oil reserves, which are meant for a strategic time, not a political opportunity. And the other thing about it, Biden at one time had referred to Saudi Arabia as a pariah. Now, that's basically described as an outcast, someone you don't want to associate with. But actually, it's a bigger insult than that in the view of the Saudi Arabians. It's considered derogatory, much like using the N-word. In other words, it is prejudiced in many ways. So he calls them that. Now he's going to go there and ask them, beg them, basically, hey, can you give us some oil? And, of course, we're apparently, at last report, still buying oil from Venezuela, which means the money goes to Russia. So much for shutting down any money-making opportunities for Russia, right? Do the big deal about seizing the ships of all the oligarchs and everything else and make talk and mock those who think you're not doing enough, but at the same time, you're not, and you're to blame for it. And in fact, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said, we're going to start laying people off, maybe up to 800. The economy's gotten that bad. Well, the Biden administration is supposedly pushing more electric cars. People don't have the money to buy them. If they did, then they got to worry about how will it work for my family, where I'm going, and get where I need to on a constant basis. And then you got J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. He's saying the nation might see some moderate gains, but right now he's saying we're in a bad situation. He said prepare for the hurricane. The hurricane. But Biden thinks he knows better than Elon Musk and Jamie Dimon because he knows politics. He doesn't know economics, but he knows politics. And politics says duck, hide under something, or distract somebody. So let's say they do that with the oil and gas. They take your attention away from it. What about all these babies out there that are crying for formula that this administration screwed up on and did not provide for, and they knew in the process they were fouling it up? And in fact, remember New York Congresswoman Stefanik had gone down to the border and saw pallets of baby formula, and she was absolutely incensed? Well, Congressman Buddy Carter, Republican of Georgia, also did a visit to the border. Listen to what he saw.
We did see baby formula, the infant formula at the border, and of course we were looking for it. And you know, it's so sad because when you walk into these warehouses that they have here, particularly in the Donna facility, which is where they have the unaccompanied children and the families there, it looks like a Costco. I mean, it just shelves of all kind of different materials. But the baby formula was the most upsetting of all of that because, and I have to say that the president's not being truthful here. Maybe he didn't know about it, but that just proves how tone deaf they are at the White House.
Now, that's an excellent point. I'm going to come back to that. But they were stockpiling baby formula while American mothers and their babies were going without. And, of course, then suddenly the Biden administration said, well, we'll fly some in from Germany. We'll get them from, and what they brought in would be enough to last maybe a week and a half. And the plant they shut down still won't be online for some time. And the White House continues, as Congressman Carter of Republican of Georgia says, the White House just continues to not do anything but spin and spin and excuse and excuse.
I have to say that the president's not being truthful here. Maybe he didn't know about it, but that just proves how tone deaf they are at the White House, because during the Energy and Commerce O&I committee meeting, it was indicated that there was a whistleblower letter sent to the FDA back in October that didn't get to them until the middle of February. And they blame it on mailroom issues. The administrator, Califf, blamed it on mailroom issues. I mean, this is ridiculous. This has been, the infant formula shortage has been building up for months. It didn't just happen when the facility in Michigan was closed down. Yes, that exasperated it, and yes, it amplified it, but this has been going on for quite some time now.
And a mailroom issue? Who sends mail, actual mail, for something like that? A mailroom issue? Good God. Well, today the U.S. FDA did say they're getting about 1.3 million cans of Gerber infant formula from Mexico, going to bring it in from Mexico. And, of course, we still have the flights coming in from Germany, Nestle, and places like that. And we're still looking for more because the U.S. plant that did 40% of production for baby formula still won't be online and actually effective for another 3 weeks minimum. It's the Biden administration. But coming up, some believe the way to solve everything is get rid of Republicans. Yeah, that would do it. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTNER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottner.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You should know this. If you think we're getting better, even with Hillary Clinton not running her scam through the FBI and DOJ, the Democrats still control the White House, the House of Congress, and the Senate with a tie-breaking vote by the VP. Make note of this. One day ago, Peter Navarro, the former White House economic advisor, was on left-wing MSNBC, and he promised that he would lead efforts to promote the impeachment of Joe Biden if Republicans take Congress in the midterm elections. So Peter Navarro said, I promise if Republicans win and we control the House, we will impeach Joe Biden. That was yesterday. You know what happened today? The FBI arrested him. Arrested him on a referral from the Democrat-run House, now holding him in contempt for refusing to testify at the January 6th committee, which is a rigged game and scam anyway. So he dared say that if we get in control, we're going to impeach Biden. And they said, somebody call the FBI. We want him right down contempt. We mentioned earlier about what's going to happen with the election coming up in 2020. Apparently, you should know about this also. June 7, that is a few days from now, a runoff election in L.A., a guy by the name of Rick Caruso is at a polling at 37%. If a candidate wins more than 50%, they're declared a winner with no runoff. But this guy has been a Republican, recently switched to the Democrat Party because he realized that's the only way he could win. Here's what the report is from the AP as of back in late May. Many voters in heavily Democrat L.A. are seething over rising crime and homelessness. Could prompt the city to take a turn to the political right for the first time in decades. Axios on May 29 said, L.A. is one of America's top Democrat power centers, but with crime up, homelessness out of control, voters might just be restless enough to embrace a longtime former Republican as their next mayor. Ha ha! How about that? In the meantime, over at The View, you know that lady show that some of you might watch. I doubt many of you do, but it's good for a laugh, I guess. Joy Behar says, I know how to solve everything. Get rid of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, she says, is just a party of white supremacy and massacres. It is not. But, again, don't let the facts get in way with the narrative that they're trying to push. Republicans are to blame for the school massacres. Republicans are also to blame in some way for the fuel disaster prices we're having right now. Baby food formula. What else you want to put on? Put all the blame on them. Makes no difference. Joy Behar said, you need to vote Democrat. Get rid of all Republicans. And we'll let some back in if they do the dance the Democrats tell them to dance. And when it comes to the AR-15, get it off the planet. Told you earlier, a Justice Department report said banning the AR-15, or during the 10 years that the assault weapons ban was underway, it's only a 6.7% reduction in any violence that used that particular weapon. Joy Behar. Oh, speaking of turkeys, I shouldn't have said it that way, should I? Oh, well, I did it. The nation of Turkey wants to change its name, and they have, and they're going to present it to the United Nations this week, or maybe next week at this point. They don't like being called Turkey. Why? Well, because they think it associates them with a bird. They don't like being associated with a bird. And the Cambridge Dictionary lists turkey as something that fails badly or a silly person. Yeah, we all know some turkeys, like I mentioned, Joy Behar. So now they're going to be officially known as Turkeya or Turkeye. I'm not sure exactly I've got it right. But it will not be Turkey as you know it now. It will be called Turkiye or Turkiya. And it's going to be made in Turkiya or Turkiye, not Turkey. Got it? Erdogan said, This new spelling will also reflect our culture, civilization, and values. We don't want to be associated with a bird or something that fails. Then I would suggest don't go anywhere near the White House. So you got rid of that. Or at least they're going to try to, and they will. They'll change their name. The UN's going to go along with them. Is there any country out there named Spam? You remember Spam? Any of you out there remember Spam? No. Spam was, you could fry it, it's pretty good. Or the little weenies that came in the little can, they had all the gel around. You had to wash that stuff off before you ate them. I wouldn't eat those things otherwise. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.